After the dimness of the tent, the world outside was blinding bright. The sun burned like molten gold, and the land was seared and empty. Her handmaids waited with fruit and wine and water, and Jogo moved close to help Ser Jorah support her. Aego and Rakaro stood behind. The glare of sun on sand made it hard to see more, until Danny raised her hand to shade her eyes. She saw the ashes of a fire, a few score horses milling listlessly and searching for a bite of grass, a scattering of tents and bedrolls. A small crowd of children had gathered to watch her, and beyond she glimpsed women going about their work, and withered old men staring at the flat blue sky with tired eyes, swatting feebly at blood flies. A count might show 100 people, no more. Where the other 40,000 had made their camp, only the wind and dust live now. "Drogo's Khalasar is gone," she said. "A Karl who cannot ride is no Karl," said Jogo. "The Dothraki follow only the strong," Ser Jorah said. "I'm sorry, my princess, there was no way to hold them. Ko Pono left first, naming himself Karl Pono, and many followed him. Jago was not long to do the same. The rest slipped away night by night in large bands and small. There are a dozen new Khalasars on the Dothraki Sea, where once there was only Drogo's."